You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good. We haven't been together for a while.
I know.
It's been like a month.
I know. Mm. Well, we're back together for a short stint. Today, our guests are from Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions. We have Joe Keeler and Dylan Christenberry, both account managers with HFI. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We've had HFI on before, mm-hmm. talking about various things, mostly things in heating and cooling. I think Joe's been on before as well to talk...
Energy.
Energy,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This time, we're going to talk about something else.
Ooh, what are we going to talk about?
Plumbing!
Plumbing! Wow!
Yes. So, exactly. Oh, I like that. He gave a little flush.
We need one of those little, little toilet seats.
Exactly. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about Harold Fish. Talk about how, you know, it's a 30-year-old business, how long we've been here, what we've come from.
Yeah, Harold Fish, we have a huge presence in this area. We kind of approach mechanicals a little bit differently than most companies. We started really big with big commercial, industrial clients, and we have since added multiple services down to residential HVAC, commercial food kitchen work, and now plumbing in residential homes. So it's been kind of a natural progression, working our way into the plumbing residential field, and we're pretty excited about it.
And Joe, you've been in plumbing a long time, not just with HFI, but you were a licensed plumber out east, correct?
Yeah, I have a master's license in plumbing in the state of Virginia, and then a contractor's license here in the state of Indiana. So
this was pretty exciting. Wow. This is something you've been waiting for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. And the HVAC residential has really driven this project, and I think that's where we recognize the need to have a plumber on staff. So
yeah, it seemed like every time we would do a house call or mm-hmm. a PM, a residential preventative maintenance, we would get one of those. Well, I got this sink. Can you look at that?
Hmm.
My hot water heater's not running right. And so we started thinking about plumbing. And so we ended up hiring a guy.
Charlie Barkus.
Okay. Who okay. started probably about a month, 6 weeks ago or so. Mm-hmm. Been doing some service calls, but we're really just trying to get the word out more or less about plumbing and the types of services that we can offer. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
So everything from your regular everyday plumbing, we can snake drains, we can fix your shower leaks, we can fix your toilets, all the way up to the high technology where we can video camera your sewer lines, the Ooh. Colonoscopy of the house.
Nice.
And we can locate damaged sewer lines. We can remove tree roots. So we offer a variety of plumbing specialties. And Charlie has been in the business for 20 plus years. He's got just gobs of experience. And so he's going to be a really good fit with our team.
Yeah, I think one of the things that people don't realize is that, like septic systems, they don't realize that roots can get into those.
Ooh.
As a
yes, they can.
Tell us, Mr. Realtor.
Oh, yes, exactly. It's like this has been the year of the septic, let me tell you. I mean, it really has. And you're right. We use that. We need that. Bloomington doesn't have really good resources for that, so that's good that HFI has that now. Because mm-hmm. it's hard. I mean, you can't Google it. No one has it. And it's like, oh, okay, now we have a resource. So that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and along the lines of, on the HVAC side, we kind of intuitively know that you need to do preventative maintenance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do not know that you should be doing preventative maintenance on your plumbing. So everything from biodegradable, you know, enzymes that can go into your drain system and keep those operational, flushing your water heater, changing anode rods, you know, changing filters on the main water service. So there's a lot of preventative maintenance things that we want to bring to the homes, and we can tie those preventative maintenance items to our HVAC contracts as well. So,
well, I think with plumbing, it's one of those things that kind of sneaks up on you. You know, you don't notice all of a sudden you have a low drain in your, you know, your bathroom sink. It starts draining slow until all of a sudden one day it doesn't drain anymore. It's just kind of a slow buildup. So, you know, yearly preventative maintenance would make a huge improvement in that. You wouldn't have to be surprised that, guess what, then it's not going to go down today, so I got to call a plumber. And then it's a big, ugly mess.
Well, especially with water heaters.
Oh,
I mean, that's one of the things that people really neglect are their water heaters. They, you know, they're set when they're built, and then they think, oh, I don't have to worry about it. And when they're not very heavy when you put them in. When you take them out, it takes like the Hulk.
Yeah,
they're super heavy because of all of the lime in our water,
calcification lime. Yeah.
Well, one of those things too. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's there. It gives me hot water, and it's fine until, guess what? I don't have hot water. And, you know, you may have been able to prevent that.
And it's magic.
It is magic. It is. It is true.
It's magic. And one of the things that they're doing now is they are starting to install, and we're doing them more and more, are the tankless water heaters.
Yeah.
So you don't store gallons and gallons and gallons of water. And talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, so those are on-demand water heaters. And, I mean, the major efficiency benefit is that you're not heating stored water that you're not using. So when you turn a faucet on, it immediately starts heating the water. And so they're just far more efficient than the old tank style. However, they do require more maintenance. I mean, you have to service those at least annually and flush them out. And so there's a really... the really big benefit to using them, but again, you got to add some maintenance services to them. So,
but that's a nice solution though, because sometimes you buy an older home where there's a water heater that's been built in somewhere, and now you know you have to unbuild it out, and you're thinking, well, we can't really get one back in. So a tankless is a great, even just a space saver.
Yeah,
it's more economical, and it's a better product overall. But space wise, you know. Sometimes when you can't find the water heater, you know, it's hidden in the attic or in the crawl space, and it's usually a, you know, one of the new on-demand rather than a, you know, a 50, 75-gallon tank.
Absolutely.
That, and you can have more than one if you like.
Yeah.
If you have a really large house, it's not recommended that you have one tankless because it truly, especially if you have a really big house, I mean, you can't, by the time the water gets to you, if it's at one end of the house, it's not going to be as hot as it was. And so you might have to have a couple of them. But the beauty is they can store in an outside wall where you can vent it to the outside. You know, so it's not in a closet per se. So you don't have to have a huge space in the basement or in a crawl space like most people have their giant tanks. And some people are actually doing both. They're keeping a tank as well, just for like kind of a backup.
Yep. And then we can also offer, you know, circulation lines that'll actually keep hot water around at, you know, basically right near the faucet. So when you turn the faucet on, you're not waiting for that water. Most, you know, the average house will dump like 80,000 gallons a year waiting for hot water that's just... goes down the drain. So
that's why you turn the shower on 5 minutes before you get in, and by the time you get in, the water's hot.
I tend to brush my teeth while I'm waiting for my water to warm up.
Do you use the shower water or do you use the sink water? Are you conserving water?
Actually, if you really want to know, I brush my teeth in the shower.
Good for you.
Oh, nice.
In the mornings. Nice. At night, I brush my teeth while I'm waiting for my face wash to warm up. And sometimes, because Joe has gotten into my head, I just wash my face with cold water.
It's better for your pores anyway, right?
It probably is. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Joe, and maybe we'll talk to Dylan
possibly
in the afternoon.